afternoon, everyone. This is Greg Evenson, and you're listening to Voices from the Heartland. When the time comes, do not regret your decision to stand for all you know to be true. The ideals of liberty, justice, and truth. We must be good stewards over liberty, or all else is mute. We are at the threshold today of a new day in America, and if we do not grasp it firmly and refuse unto death to let it go, then we will answer to all prosperity, posterity, I should say, for our failure. Political correctness did this to us. Republican fascists, democratic communists, satanic influences in our government, and other deviant influences all have helped and served to force us into this position. We have let it happen in our generation. It doesn't matter what happened 30, 40, 50, or 100 years ago. What matters is a footnote to history. But we are the ones sitting today in judgment of our life's work, and we've come up empty-handed. There is no more wiggle room. There's no more talk. It is time now to set the limits once and forever. If you do not, then you are part of the problem. If you deny what I'm about to tell you this hour, then you are my enemy. I will not talk anymore to you. I will not deal with you in any way other than that which is necessary to secure true freedom for this nation and its citizens. I will tell you that had the state walked in to my home or to a hospital where my son or my grandson had given birth, to a new child, that is, the mom, of course, and just simply scooped up this child without any warrant, without any due process, and apparently the complicity of the hospital itself, then I would have given those individuals one opportunity to leave. And had they not done that, then they could have chosen a second way, which would have been far different than the way they entered the room. You read between the lines. The day of taking this kind of nonsense, this kind of outrageous violation of our rights, must stop. Now, I've not heard of it, and I don't know of it, but I will simply add this very brief caveat. If there is something here about this family we don't know about, something so deep that the state had a compelling interest to do what they did, then it should be given due process. Otherwise, it was absolutely an act of immoral and unforgivable intrusion by the state. It is time for this to stop. We'll continue this in just a moment. Don't go away.
Don't answer. answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think there's only one way that we can battle what we are up against. You see, the final door is closed on any other options, in my view. And I speak to you today in the way that I would if my family were gathered at my home and there was a raging blizzard outside and we had simply each other and the warmth of a fire. I would tell you in the most succinct way, and the most passionate way I know, that the end of the road has arrived. This incident in New Hampshire is simply symptomatic of what the government has begun to do across the country. It's been doing it for years. It's just been less obvious, less evil, but nonetheless very destructive. And there's only one way that we can deal with that, in my view, and that's to take the admonishment of Ephesians 6. It says, therefore, take up the full armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day. Well, the evil day has arrived. And having done everything to stand firm, and stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, take up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Without the Word of God, without the full armor of God, then you are truly defeated. But the moment you accept that and the moment you employ that, you are victorious. You see, socialism is envisioned by the President of the United States only works in two places. Heaven, where they don't need it, and hell, where they already have it. So however you look at this, don't ever forget that we are one nation under God. Because if you forget that, then we will be a nation already gone under. That's where we stand today. We are at the front door of the greatest decision that this nation has ever faced. Some will argue that that decision came at Valley Forge. The commitment to go through that agonizing, brutal moment in our history was not lost on General Washington. It wasn't lost on the troops. The times that we have seen the greatest exposure of our nation to destruction, including Gettysburg, and of course, who can count out Pearl Harbor or New York City, 2001. Wherever you come down as that defining moment that you said to yourself and your family, there's something more to this than just going through life, assuming that everything I do, someone else has already paid for it in blood and expense, and now it's my turn, but I'm going to let every last soul in line ahead of me pay before I get there. So maybe I won't have to pay as much, or I won't have to pay at all. Well, as I expressed with my dear precious friend, Pastor Butch Paw, this week on his radio show, the time has come. There is no more backup. There is no more idle talk. There's no more late night discussions about what we should do, when we should do it, or how we should do it. The time has arrived. Action is required. We can no longer back away. We can no longer put this on someone else's shoulders. It is up to you and to me. But I will say me first of all. I am willing to lead. I am willing to do what must be done to get this job done. It's no longer a matter of saying, well, perhaps things will change November 2nd. I pray to God that they change November 2nd. But I don't know what God's ultimate decision will be in that. But my line is drawn November 2nd. If there is no emphatic, palpable, visible, workable solution through our elected process, November 2nd, then we march forward to confrontation. You say, well, Greg, that's pretty serious. You bet it's serious, and I mean it. There is nothing left, ladies and gentlemen. What we have been doing is handing our enemies the very tools that they have used day in, day out, week in, week out, and so forth for years to defeat us. They have assumed correctly that most of us are lazy. Most of us are ignorant. Most of us don't really care. Just leave us alone. Send us our entitlement check. Make sure that we're going to get our share and more. Well, it's gone. It's been frittered away by a communist in the White House. It's been given up by one-worlders in Congress. It's been surrendered by traitors in the pulpit, in the churches, traitors to God himself, people who are more concerned about going along with the IRS rules of a 501c3 church than they are in preaching to the people that the sins of the government, the sins of the very people that they've elected, far outweighs any benefits of a tax break. Now the time has come. for you to measure very carefully what your response is going to be. I'm calling for rebellion. And I will say one more time that rebellion is the act of saying no. Revolution is arming it. I'm calling for rebellion. Rebellion must be put in the face of the people who have laughed at your letters to Congress, who have at late night parties said, wait a minute, you got to hear this one from this guy out in Kansas or this guy from Texas. You just got to hear this. How stupid do they think we are? We know better than they do. We're going to take the raises this year in our congressional pay, but they don't get anything in their Social Security. They don't get any benefits like we get because we've legislated around that. They are a horrible, insidious, evil bunch of selfish louts that have taken everything for their own benefit and left the American people holding the bag and paying the bill. Now, if you like that, if you want more of that, well, then by all means, just hang around, because you're going to get more of it. Do you know what's going to happen January 1st to your taxes? Do you have any idea what this new health care plan is going to do? Do you have any concept as to how quickly this nation has fallen from a free republic to a communist, socialist, dominated state of evil? There's only one way to deal with evil. Whether it's the bully on the block, whether it's a theft or an attempted theft from your home, the only way you can do it is to confront it. You cannot wish it away. You cannot say, well, somebody else will take care of it. The police will be here in 20 or 30 minutes. By then, you're 19 minutes and 35 seconds dead or violated. What happened to taking care of yourself? What happened to standing up and doing what's right and necessary? What happened to that concept? It went out the door when we let somebody else decide for us what our lives are going to be like day to day. When we said, okay, state of Michigan, okay, Iron Mountain, Michigan, all right, Dickinson County, Michigan, we're just going to do what we decide to do, whether you like it or not. When we stood there and allowed those kind of people to rule over us, then we surrendered any rights we had to complain. Now, the fact that it's happened in my county and my state, and it's happened in my nation, under my watch, I can't blame someone else. My grandparents are dead. Most of my family is dead. My father is dead. I have no one else. I can't lean on anyone else anymore. My uncle, who was in the Bataan Death March, is dead. All of my in-laws are dead. We have no one else. You see, so now it's time for us. And you're sitting there somewhere between a rage, maybe at me, but certainly at what's happening around you, and a remorse for not having done more. You're sitting where you are right now at this very moment, listening to this broadcast, saying, why has it come to this? It's come to this because we have failed. We let it happen. Now, realizing that and acknowledging that, we need to shake off the dust, get up off the ground, and stand where we are, unwilling to let one more inch of our sovereign territory be taken from us by communistic one-worlders, many of them under satanic influence in Washington, all giving us a smile and a wink and taking out of our pocket at the same time. I am so grossly upset with that. I can't define it. Please put up with me today, folks. I want to rally you for what's coming. Please stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Because we've got so much to cover this hour. Look, Ken, you're out in Ohio. I know, look, you're going to have to wait just a little bit. I'm not quite finished, and I don't want to break this up. I'm sure you have something important to say, and I will get to you. Please just be patient. Ladies and gentlemen, continuing, all I can tell you is that I need to remind you of what was said September 7th, 2008, just slightly over 2 years ago on Meet the Press. Obama was being questioned as a candidate about the national anthem. And he said this, and I'm saying it's old news, but you must hear this again. It brings so sharply into focus my barely containable rage today about what's happening in this country. He said, "When I become president, I will seek a pact of agreement to end hostilities." This is a quote. "Between those who have been at war or in a state of enmity and a freedom from disquieting oppressive thoughts, we as a nation have placed upon the nations of Islam an unfair injustice, which is why my wife disrespects the flag, and she and I have attended several flag-burning ceremonies in the past." Did you hear that? This is the president? He goes on to say, "Of course now I have found myself about to become the President of the United States, and I have put my hatred aside." Oh, really? "I will use my power to bring change to this nation," and he said it was so, "and offer the people a new path. My wife and I look forward to becoming our country's first black family. Indeed, change is about to overwhelm the United States of America," close quote. Is it clear? Is it possibly clear? Jay Leno the other night said this, the liberals are asking us to give Obama time. We agree and think 25 to life would be appropriate. I in no way want to make this lighthearted. But do you understand where this is going? Do you understand that you have an attorney general who is trying to classify anyone who is a constitutionalist, a patriot, a Christian, as a terrorist? Now, I'm going to go back for just one moment and talk about this situation in New Hampshire. I don't know all the background on this. I've tried this week to get the best I could, but I'm still not real clear as to the background and the reasons, and I put that in big quotes, that this occurred in the first place. Whether or not there is background there that we don't know about, and whether or not somehow the system is being served here, is hardly the point. A baby literally taken from the arms of its mother with the complicity of the hospital. I want to ask you, I wonder if those people in the Black Liberation Army are having their children taken away for their activities. I wonder if the people in the Islamic madrasa schools that say, kill all Christians and unbelievers that will not convert to Islam, I wonder if their babies are being taken away. I wonder if they're being put under surveillance. I wonder if their cars are being stopped because they've got respect the Quran on the back of their car. Or convert or die. Bumper stickers. Look, it is time to call it the way it is. And that is that time has run out on this country to not stand and say, no more, no more. That is rebellion. I am calling for rebellion across this country. Stop. No more government at any level. And if you try and enforce it, if you come onto my property, and if you try and chip my animals because you want to know every hen and every hog that there is in the country, it's going to be a bad day for you. Do you understand that? Don't come. If you come and try and take my homeschooler out of my living room because they're home with me, and you try and take them someplace because you deem me to be an unfit parent, it's not going to be a good day for you. Do you understand that? Rebel. Say no. Defy. Do not go along with what they're asking you to do. If you do, you are part of the problem. If you do, you are a coward. If you do, you do not understand history of the people that made this country possible for you and me to live in. And we've handed it off to the evil cabal in Washington and around the world. Our Supreme Court is going to judge its cases by case law from around the world? No. No, Supreme Court. No, federal appeals judges. No, federal district court. No. Do you understand? No. I'm not going along. You're going to have to drag me out, but before you do, you're going to have to disarm me. And that may not be a pleasant afternoon for you. It's time. Now. It's time right now. No more. Everybody breathe deep. I'm going to. Let's go to Ohio. And I will take your call, sir. I appreciate your waiting. No, I can't hardly hear you. Oh, he did. Okay, thanks. Thanks, Matt. Apparently, our caller abandoned ship, and I can't say that I blame him. Continuing on, folks, until the next break, and then I'm going to change course just slightly, but not much. You see, you're not going to hear this much around on Patriot and Constitutional Radio. You're not going to hear it, not because the folks that are in those positions and are broadcasting don't believe it, but I'm telling you, there's going to be a price for what I'm doing. And I'm defying the authorities to shut me up. It's time. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA, and in some instances your 401k plan, into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to encourage you to come clean. And when I say that, I mean in the sense that when you decide to wash up, you want to do that with Oberhasli goat soap. Go to First Fruits Farms, Bob and Darlene. They got the best soap out there. They've got packages available. I buy it 100 bars at a time at Christmas, and I use it throughout the year. I encourage you to do the same. Freeze-dry guy is bursting at the seams in the warehouse, and they need you to call and order some food. You need it for your own preparational needs. Look, they've got some great specials running right now. These are people I wouldn't even mention their names if I didn't think that they were absolutely the best available. They've got the finest product available. They ship free in the continental United States. What's more, the people out there are committed to the beliefs that we all share, and that makes them winners in my book right off the bat. But they've got some tremendous specials going on right now. I know these folks. They're the greatest people in the world to work with. And if you're looking for individual unit supplies, they have some great breaks on those. Some normally as high as $564 now at $395 for the FDG individual unit and so forth. There are all kinds of specials. I encourage you to go to their website and just go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Please do that. They're wonderful people to work with, and they got the greatest products in the world. You need what they have. The Heartland USA has some things for you, too. If you're interested, go there, please. Check out what we have. Hopefully it will be of assistance to you. George in Texas. How are you, sir?
How you doing, Greg?
I tell you, I'm on a roll today. I'm hot. There's no way around this anymore, George.
Well, I just want to say one more peaceful remedy for the Irish family up in Wisconsin.
That's New Hampshire.
I mean, New Hampshire, excuse
yes.
me. Sorry about that. And that is calling the county sheriff. This county sheriff's name is Scott Hilliard of the Merrimack County Sheriff's Office. His number is area code 603-796-6600. And you ask, for the county sheriff directly, and you ask, are you for the Irish's right to free speech or free association or not? Because the county sheriff, I believe, allowed the surveillance and or did not know about the surveillance, and he and the county sheriff with these with the abuses of CPS can intervene and stop this from happening. The county sheriff is not obligated to listen to the governor, the state, or these agencies, or the federal government. The county sheriff is the elected sovereign of the county, and this responsibility falls on his shoulders because the madness that has happened falls on the county sheriff's, and I delegate that responsibility for him, to him.
Well, George, look, I agree with what you've said, 100%. I have no problem with that. And I have several sheriff friends across the country, great stand-up individuals, constitutionalists, patriots, Christian men, who are doing their very best. And I'm not saying this man is not doing his best. What I'm saying is that not all sheriffs in this country are on the same page with citizens and their rights. And I will say one more time, barring other information that would say to all of us there is some compelling reason here that this occurred the way it did, then this was absolutely wrong. There is no justification, barring something we don't know about. But if, and because, you know, how this goes, George, my experience has been, we get on the bandwagon here and we take it out, which I'm trying to do today. I want people to be aware of this. Enough is enough. But on the outside possibility there's something here we don't know of, then this was dead wrong, and the sheriff should have intervened. But the sheriff in this case may have been complicit, may have allowed it, instead of holding those people at his county line and saying, no, you're not coming in here, and you're sure not going to do what you're going to do. And so with that in mind, I agree with you, George, in your what you said. But I just, look, this is far too serious for us to be making a lot of mistakes now as to reasons and justification and so forth. I don't know that there is any, but I'm just saying if there is, then we have to be careful that this be done right no matter what. And I'm asking this on top of what I just said. What about the person there in the county that just committed a theft or an armed robbery? Did they march in to his home and take his children or her children? I doubt it. And as I said before, some of the activists and the communists and the fellow travelers of these morons that think that socialism and communism is the only way to go, are they taking their children? Of course not. It is a statement, George, as to why this country is in the gross predicament it's in. There's a double standard at work here, number one. Number two, there's a cowardice and a put our head in the sand and we're not going to do anything about it and, oh, well, it's not my problem. And that's what's got us where we are. We've got to stop this.
Well, attack on my neighbor's children is attack just as much as attack on my children.
Well, it simply would not have happened in my home. Now that's saying that they come to my door and try and take my children for no reason. Okay, and I'm being very clear about this now.
Well,
I have a lot of friends in law enforcement to this moment who are listening, and a lot of people in law enforcement who agree with my supposition, and they would not do that. But there are some that would. In fact, there's a significant number of those that would, because why? They believe all the crap that they're being fed by the superiors and by the state and all these other agencies, we need to just say no, as Nancy Reagan said, only much more emphatically for a far different and much more important cause. Thanks, George. It's always good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Greg.
You bet. Take care of yourself. Michael, you're out in New York. How are you?
Hello, Greg. Thank you for taking my call, sir, and welcome back to RBN. Great
Thank
to
you.
Hear you back on the air.
Thank you, sir.
Greg, I want to just add a few more tidbits regarding this foreign-born good-for-nothing we have as an acting president.
Okay.
When he was first getting elected, I was stunned to hear him actually say that we have to teach our children not to set their sights as high as we and our parents have, and not to expect all that we have grown up with, like a house, a home, and cars. He actually said that. We have to lower our standards, is what he's telling us. And yet, American idiots voted for this guy. Just after hearing that alone, it baffles the heck out of me. What was anyone expecting from this loser as a president, that he was going to do something good for us when he comes off with a statement like that?
It wasn't going to happen, Michael. It wasn't, and the very fact that he said what he said on that Meet the Press program in 2008 is astounding to me when I read it again, the transcript from the show, and I realize how clearly, really, how clearly he was making his position, and we all just went on with it. Well, not all of us, but certainly the Democrats that just enjoy being led around by the nose by whoever's in authority. But there's far too many Republicans and Independents and the rest of us, too, that are guilty of being just as stupid. But in this case, it has brought irreparable harm to our nation.
And what's really amazing along with that, Greg, is the fact that the mainstream media, the Rockefeller media, nobody jumped on him for those statements. I mean, they should have been all over him like glue as to, can you elaborate further? You're telling us that you don't want the United States to any longer be a strong, wealthy country with a strong middle class? Is that what you're telling us here, Mr. Wannabe President? And the military, God bless them, our Army, our Air Force, our Navy and Marines, I mean, I love these people as somebody that loves my country. And I hope they wake up fast, sir, because recently, this loser we have as an acting president, he tried to get our vets and those in service to start to pay for their own insurance coverage in case they get hurt on the job. And he actually had the nerve to say, look, it's an all-volunteer force. Nobody made these guys go to war. They had to have known and accepted the risks. Now they whine about bearing the cost of their choice. It doesn't compute. Now, here's a loser idiot that's getting away with that one.
Well, Michael, I read that a couple, 3 weeks ago on the broadcast, and I'll tell you that I had that same sense of beyond outrage. There's no way to describe how someone like that who calls himself president, whether he's eligible or not, and comes off with that kind of statement, or this one that I read on this broadcast, you know, were we just so blinded? I guess in part we were, and in part there are many, Michael, face this fact now, and I'm saying this to you in the world. We wanted this guy. No matter. It didn't matter clearly what he said. We wanted this guy, and now we've got him.
You got it, Greg. Unfortunately, our country is full of people that are no longer real Americans, and this is what's very disheartening. And the guy, I mean, I would be all over this guy. What do you mean nobody made these guys go to war, Mr. President? You make them go to war, you idiot.
That's correct.
And when they join the service, they're doing it out of economic stress. They're not doing it because they want to get caught up in a foreign country, in a foreign conflict. They're doing it because of finances, to support themselves or the family. They get lured in, you bait them, you hook them, and then you ship them off to get in trouble, and now you tell them they own it, they have to cover their own medical? How pathetic.
Well, it's way beyond pathetic, but you're right in your where you're going with this. But you see, it's just one more nail in the coffin, as we always say, about the whole concept of Barack Obama, his politics, even his wife, the people that he travels with in Washington, the activists, William Ayers, the terrorist, the man who committed murder in the name of setting the nation right, all of this going down. Why aren't their children being taken? It comes down to this. Regardless of all that we say today, the time has come. We must now take action. Thanks, Michael. I'm sorry to make it abrupt, but I've got to go. We're just on a tight time frame here. Thanks for calling in. Please do it again. Folks, have you heard about House of Representatives Bill 2159? It's named, quote, Denying Firearms and Explosives to Dangerous Terrorists Act of 2009. Now, I have to tell you, I had just heard something fleeting about it, and this is 2009, of course, but it's actually 2010, as we all know. But this bill, one more time, it's not aimed at terrorists as you and I think of terrorists. It's aimed at you and me, the guys who are terrorists to guys like Eric Holder, a wannabe somebody that's nothing other than a liberal, black screwball that's sitting there in the driver's seat in the so-called Justice Department. There's nothing that's even approaches justice anymore from the Justice Department, the FBI, the marshals, the people who have a long storied past but have become part of the tyranny, the police state. Now, maybe not each one to the last man or woman, but the agencies are grasping their role in creating a police state. No more FBI, no more marshals, no more Secret Service, no more BATFE. You act within the constraints of the Constitution. End of story. That is not a request, that's a demand from a citizen. I'm the one making the demand. If you don't like it, tough, quit. Do something else. How about standing up for the Constitution? How about standing up for the good guys? How about it, state police troopers? How about it, sheriffs and sheriff's deputies and police officers? Can you do that? How about that, potentially rogue military agents and military officers who will follow any command? How about doing the right thing? How about reminding yourself of your oath? We're commanding it. We're demanding that of you. And we will not settle for anything less. Get off your high horse. Go back to school. Take some history courses, some real history courses, that will teach you about the constraints of our Constitution and what it means to be in a republic, not a democracy. What it means to have the rule of law and not the rule of men. What it means to be responsible to your fellow citizens with the authority that's been given to you. We expect more. We don't expect to have the enemies list by some moron at the Justice Department, the Attorney General. Yeah, he's a general, all right. He should be put in charge of the latrines. He doesn't know any more about law than that. And what about these other people in these other agencies, the so-called czars? A Russian term, a communist term. Could it be more clear? Now is the time. No is the answer at every level. You want to defund these people? Think about how you pay taxes. I'd rethink that situation. I'd rethink a lot of things I'm doing because I want to comply. I want to have a driver's license. What for? Do I have to have one? Am I a sovereign or not? Who said that I can't do this or I can't do that? And what's the reason? What's the justification? Can I find an attorney anywhere that isn't part of the problem? Can I find an attorney that won't suck up to the judge in front of him, the judge that wants to give the jury instructions that are illegal, immoral, unrequired, not part of the process? And what about a jury foreman and jury forewomen? What about it? Are you going to stand for what's right, or are you just going to continue to go along listening to whatever somebody says? You take charge. You're the citizen. You're the person that needs to make a difference. And if we don't do that now, if we don't get started right now, we should have been, this should have been generations ago, but if we don't make that solemn pledge to each other, then it is over. November 2nd is just going to give us a little heads up on the compass. Are we going to go a little right side of the spectrum for a while, but we're going to use the same people? We're going to have the same situation, the same glaring deficiencies in all of our elected people? Or are we actually going to get some folks in there, whether they're Tea Partiers or not? Doesn't matter. Are we going to get somebody else? My good friend, oh, what a friend this guy is, A.C. Griffith, is called in. Griff, how you doing?
Thank you, Greg.
Well, I'm sorry. I have to work down a little bit. You're so sedate and so kind, and I got to slow down a bit. I wanted to tell you that I have never felt such anger toward the government in my life as I do right this minute. I just found out that 11 nations have signed on to the lawsuit against Arizona, encouraged by the Obama administration and the government. They are bringing
11
nations against Arizona in that immigration case. Now, I have never felt this anger in my life, but I want to join you in your outrage and my outrage against what is happening to our country. They're taking it away from us, and we're sitting here. It's time to stop. It's time to act different from here on.
Griff, you're going to be on my show in a couple of weeks, and I want to go through that in a minute. The music is coming in. We got to take our final break. We'll come back for just a few minutes. We'll take it up right where we left off. Folks, we'll be right back. Greg Evenson, Voices from the Heartland, and A.C. Griffith on the phone. Come back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for sticking with us today. Griff, you're going to be on with me 2 weeks on October 23rd. Can't wait. You're one of the greatest guys a man could have on his show, because not only are you updated and very articulate, but you're a man of passion. I know from your background what you say anybody can believe. So I appreciate that and your willingness to come on. What is the essence of this Ninth Circuit situation?
I haven't studied it. I know that 11 countries out of South America have or are trying to sign on in the Ninth Circuit Court to
to support Obama against Arizona.
Okay, so what you're saying in essence then, very briefly, is they're signing on to back, at the least, no policy. At the worst, they are against common sense, reason, and a state's ability to do what it needs for the protection and safety and security of its own people. They're voting against, or they're going against it.
That's right. And the murders and the crime rates will continue to escalate in Arizona and that part of the country if this is allowed to go forward. You know very well that the United States government, the Obama administration, in fact, turned Arizona into the United Nations for discrimination and crimes against the illegal immigrants. So that's probably a result of that. And encouragement from the Obama government.
Sure it is. And one more time, this moron we've got as president. Griff, I got to let you go. I got some other folks. Look, I look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you so much. John, you're out in Wyoming. How are you? Thanks for waiting. Are you there, John?
Oh, yes. Yes, hello. I didn't hear the name.
Thank you. That's
all
right.
Hey, I've heard you on some shows. Do you listen to other shows on this network as well?
On occasion I do. It's just that I get asked to guest on a lot of others, too.
Yeah. So there's a little time. Hey, you have a lot of complaints, and you bring them out, but I think as 14th Amendment citizens...
I am not.
Subjects, you're not.
Excuse me, John. I am not a 14th Amendment citizen.
Okay.
I don't want to belittle what you're going to say now, so I'm just going to say I am not a part of that.
Okay. Then how did you separate yourself from that?
I just said no.
You just
real
said
simple.
No.
And I'm
you
not being sarcastic
number.
Here with you at all. It's just that the 14th Amendment is not something that we as sovereign citizens have to sign on to, nor should we. We've got to take the
country
back. If you
got a driver's license, a Social Security number, I mean, do you listen to Positively Unconstitutional? If what he's saying is correct, you have no argument. You're already a citizen subject. And there's nothing. I mean, these are all void arguments.
Well, John, I'm.
They can do
I'll
anything
tell you what.
They want with their property, according to Article 4, Section 3, 2.
Sure. Well, what I'm saying to you
if
is,
if you're their property, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
They can just kill you.
I get your point, John. I'm just saying to you that I made a decision 3 weeks ago, long overdue. But see, I'm just not going along with that anymore. I'm not going along with a lot of that's in there that they keep saying I have to be a part of this and I have to do this and I have to. No, I'm not. And I'm not saying you don't have a point in your argument. I'm just saying I'm not going to do that. And I'm encouraging other people to say the same thing. If we don't, it's all done.
Well, there's legal ways to get out of that.
Sure, you're right. And you know what, John, I tell you, the music's playing here. It's something else. We just don't have any time. Thank you very much for calling. You raised some good points. And thanks, John. Maybe call in again, please, and we can continue this another time. Folks, what a day. And John, you know, John has a point, and I think he was trying to make it. It's just my point is I ain't playing ball anymore. That's it. So I'm encouraging you to assess this week in preparation for next week when we talk about this some more, what you're going to do. But enough is enough. If you don't take it, I don't take it, we don't do something about it, my grandkids might as well just sign on to communism, and I'm not going to have that happen during my lifetime. God bless each one. Take care. Help each other. Get ready. It's coming. God bless. Talk to you next week.
It's true.